This is very good. Now you're already so silent. We can just sit there now for the next 5 weeks. You're already silent Buddhas, managing to find a way all the way up here in the forest. And if you are not so silent inside, at least you know you can sit silently and you have the opportunity to become more silent. So welcome to everybody, and especially the new people who might not know where they are or what they do and what is up and what is down. That is a good sign. This is the right place not to know anything. Whatever you have done or not done, some people have never done any meditation. Some people are professional groupies and therapists. Some people have been with many spiritual teachers and gurus and masters. It doesn't matter, now you are here. It's best to forget everything from yesterday and before that and just be available to what is happening, because you are here, that's for sure. And the more you are here, the more is available. So bring your totality into what is happening here. You don't need to think, everything is provided. Food, bed, nice company, beautiful nature, nobody disturb you. You are protected here. This is my environment. If you want to think about things, just think afterwards when you go back. Then you have plenty of time to think. You've been thinking so much now, you know it doesn't lead you anywhere. So try not to think. Just be involved or not involved. One thing is the same with all human beings, they want to be happy. Every human being wants to be happy, they want to have peace. They want freedom. But it is a price to pay for this happiness, for this freedom, for this peace. And that price is a willingness to know yourself. Because by nature you are happy, you are peaceful, but in some way you've gotten polluted on the way. Maybe trying to fit in the society, maybe being a good son or daughter, a good father or mother. No, you have to come back to yourself now. This is the only job, real job you have in this life, is to find out who you are. And if you can accept yourself, you will be happy. Don't try to be accepted by others. That is the game everybody is playing. You get lost in your mind, in your emotions, in your dreams. This is a place where you can stop. And the more conscious you are about this possibility, the more you get out of it. Because it's very normal that you are holding yourself back. You want to, but still you want to hold yourself back. Like driving a car and holding one foot on the brake. So that's why there is conflict in you. You have to be total. People have lost this totality among many other things in life. You have five senses. You have the eyes that see. You have the nose that smell. You have the mouth that taste. You have the ear that hears. You have your hands that feels. All these five senses can help you come back. But how it is for everybody, it helps you to get lost. All these senses, it takes you away from yourself. That is how unconscious the world is. All these beautiful senses that you have, it takes you away. Look now, it's never been so polluted before. All the things you are looking at through the eyes. The eyes love to see beautiful things. Love to see the sunset, the trees, and just reflect on all the ugly things you're looking at, you listen to, you get interested in. The mouth and the tongue is there to be conscious what you eat. Eat good food, healthy food. Look now how the people are eating. Are they pigs or are they humans? How can they get like that? Because you are unconscious, you don't know what you eat. You're just going for the senses take you away from yourself. It's destroying yourself because there is no awareness. Think what you are listening to, what people are listening to in the world. All those noises, all those sounds. It's now sensitive, no? So all these senses in a conscious way is always been used to coming back to yourself. And for the eyes, there's always been techniques to come back to look, to visualize the mandalas, the yantras. Focusing at one point, one mountain, one flower. So as it can take you away from yourself, it can bring you back. The only thing that is needed is attention, awareness, a little bit awareness, which it seems like everybody has lost. Because the focus is not on yourself, the focus is outside. And the further you go, the more difficult it is to get back. Listening has always been a technique of meditation, of coming back. Right listening. But when you've been only listening to nonsense your whole life, it's no wonder you're confused. You have to learn right listening. Listening is not just hearing. You have to open yourself to listen. You can't have so much inner chatter and still listen. Then you always have your own opinions, ideas, comparisons. You have to listen like you are listening to this river. Can you compare the river? You have to learn to be present in the moment, to be available what is in the moment. Then all your senses can help you to be present instead of taking you away from yourself. The hands can kill someone if it takes up a weapon. The hands can also heal someone. This is the choice. Either you can destroy or you can create. Either you can kill others or yourself, which is what you are slowly doing, or heal thyself, know thyself. The only difference is if there is this awareness or not. And I see again and again, when people are coming, they fill out the form, they're seeking meditation, they want peace, they want to be happy. But you have to be ready then to leave that which is holding you back from happiness. You have to be ready to turn your back to that which is holding you away from peace. You have to be ready to say goodbye to that which keeps you unconscious. This is the only thing that is needed. Until you are in a certain mature stage in your evolution, this cannot happen. But you are thirsty, you are looking, that's why you are here. So be more conscious, more alert of this is really happening to you. It is not a dream anymore, it is happening. Now it's up to you how total you are. Most people have a very short attention span. They can't be really with you because everything is happening so quick and people get bored. Look now at the children. Everything has to be quick in the video games, in the movies. Always being ready with the cell phone. Everything has to happen now, but there's no attention, there's no awareness. Everything is like in a fog. Nobody knows what they're doing. They think they do a lot, they think it's very interesting, but nothing is really happening because there is no awareness. So the more aware you are, the more conscious you are, the more present you are, the less you need to do. Because it's not about the quantity, it is about the quality. I remember when I was with my master and people asked, "What are you doing, Osho?" He's been sitting in that room year in, year out, exactly the same every day. Eating the same food because he had some problems with his physical body. So his cooks and doctors was very strict with what he was eating. They were weighing out everything, so it was just the right He couldn't sneak out to the 7-Eleven. They were very strict. Because they wanted to take care of him, of course. And he said, "Ain't you getting bored always eating the same?" And he said, "How can I? Every meal is new. Because it's now. If you are totally in the presence, everything is now. It is the first time you're eating this now. Even if you ate the same yesterday, that was then. Now it's now. You cannot be bored if you're present, because you are in the middle of a mystery. You don't need to be on the computer all day. You don't need to play all these violent video games." And that's where we are going more and more, and especially now, the new generation, your children. Because nobody is teaching awareness, nobody is teaching them attention, nobody is teaching love, nobody is teaching peace. How can you teach something that you don't have? And this is what is missing. So, unconscious, all your senses will take you out. If you become conscious, then all your senses can be beautiful tools to bring you back. And that's what I want you to do here. That's why I mention it. Because start feeling, walking, eating, listening, tasting, smelling in new ways. Then all these senses, if you are aware, because the center of all is consciousness, is you, is meditation. So the more conscious you are, all the senses will help you. In the beginning, of course, you have to practice. But if it one day happens, nothing can destroy it. Nothing can make you forget it. When this shift has happened, then everything is reminding you of now. That is what is meant to become your own master. Instead of being a slave, that is what the ego is a slave to the senses, to the mind, to the feelings, to the emotions, to your dreams, to your fantasies. Then you are just a slave then. You are never finding peace. If you become your own master, then you are in charge. Nobody can disturb you, because you know. That is the light of knowing, of self-knowledge. Then nothing can put you in unbalance, because you have known the center. If you only know the circumference, if you only know the senses, the sense objects, then you are outside always yourself. So all these senses, you have a center, and that center is meditation, or consciousness, or witnessing, or call it what you want. Or home, or God. If you are in the center, then everything works for you, because that's how it made. Everything is coming from God, from your center. Then all your children is happy, they have found their place. If you have forgotten where you come from, then all these children, are like lost children. And everybody wants different things. One wants to go to the zoo, and one wants to go to the cinema, and one wants to go camping. And you go crazy, and that's why you are crazy. Welcome. Now you are here anyway. And I will pray a little bit more so it becomes more rain, because then the road also will wash away and you can't even escape. It's a very strange world. Some places is just dry and people are dying, they don't have water, and some places is so much water that we should start. That's what we should do. We should start this bottled water now. They sell bottled water now. Dharma water should be. You have to be open for change. To lift yourself up. You have to be open for grace. You have to be ready to go high. Higher means you have to get out of your small mind to higher ground. You have to get above your small self, your ego self. Then a whole new vision opens. That is higher ground. And the higher you go, the less you can carry with you. You are used to carrying a lot of stuff with you because you have cars and trains and boats and buses and everything. So you have all your garbage with you. Even grandmother's old couch, you are so attached to. But if you want to go high in the mountain, then it comes down only to toothbrush down. That's it. And some good shoes. That's it. Then nothing. All granny and everything has to be left on the plains. She will cry. Are you leaving me? No, I'm not leaving you. I'm just going higher. But I also want to go. Yes, but you, it's too late. You have to come back. See you. That's how you have to do it, huh? Out of compassion. This is how it is. Easy things is difficult to understand. There was one enlightened woman called Sahaju. She said, God gave me 5 thieves, but my master freed me from them when I was helpless. These 5 thieves, this is the 5 senses I just talked about. This is the 5 thieves. And it is the thieves of everybody. But you don't know anything else, so you think that it's so great, these senses. But out of unconsciousness, then you get attached to different things. Be that sound or touch or food or sight, no? They take you away, you get lost. That's why she calls them the 5 thieves. It steals you away. Because there is no awareness. When the light of awareness is ignited, and that's what the master does. He ignites this consciousness again, so you start seeing things as they are. God gave me the 5 thieves, but my master freed me from them when I was helpless. And all stubborn, proud people are helpless. First you have to see that you are helpless. Only then you can get help. That's how she got help from the master. And then the master can free you because you're ready to learn. If you already know, what is there to say then?
Sure. have my way, or prove I'm right, or overlay the world with my agenda.
Quiz. In this world, not many people are happy. But here it's happening, yeah. Every day people tell me they were happy. Yes, Somali? Hmm? That's the only miracle. Yes, Kumud? How is Kumud? You wrote to me, dear beloved Baba, I'm so happy, incredibly indescribable happy. You can't describe it, you just have to be happy. First, it's very difficult to allow yourself to be happy in this world, because if you're really happy, And happy people, they tend to be a little gaga-guga. Then people come and want to pull you down, no? Because they're not used to seeing. To see a happy person is almost like you're seeing an alien. So that's why maybe everybody is very afraid to be really happy and go a little banana, because the people pull you down, and maybe the police comes also. But here, this is a safe zone. I'm so happy, incredible, indescribable happy. I never thought I would be able to say that I actually love my life. I never thought I would be able to say that I actually love my life. Then it just reminds me how miserable people are. Who is really loving their life? Because that's not what people teach you. That's not what the parents teach the kids. They teach you have to become something, you have to study very hard, you have to compete, and you have to behave. Don't stick out. I'm so lucky to have met you, that you are. Because that is my business, this happiness business, peace business, this is my business, freedom business. So if you're interested in that, and that's why I always know again, I feel I have to say that, because I always tell you, if this might happen to you, you get happy, maybe. If you hang around here, maybe you start feeling free. Maybe you start being less serious. So be very aware that if you want to keep your serious ego, go now, quick, before this happiness starts. Because Kumud now, I wanted to read this, because this can happen to anybody. Just be open for surprise. I'm so lucky to have met you and to experience all this. Thank you, Baba. Again, it has been so nice to be involved and working here. I had so many nice jobs. Yeah, because here everything is nice. Jobs is not jobs, it's just life. That's the difference. And you were ready to get involved in life. Today I was allowed to cut the grass with one of those power mowers. Such a fun. Yeah, can you imagine? When I read that, I was thinking maybe I have to get a bigger, more power, turbocharged. So you're just hanging after, just like in the cartoons. And then the machine goes. How to stop it? I felt like a little child again, being allowed to do something only the grown-ups are allowed to do. It was so great. Yeah. And that's the thing, you have to become like a little child again, because then everything is fun then. Everything is new. And that is the shift that happens inside you. Then it's not what you do, it's just the ordinary thing becomes very, very fun. Because you are new, you are fun, then everything becomes fun. You are hangdog, everything becomes hangdog. That's a simple, difficult, easy things is difficult to understand. It was cozy. Yes, it's cozy. And I love this happy feeling. Everybody loves this happy feeling. And I'm always amazed that people, they do everything and they forget being happy. And that's why they are, nobody is content. Because they do all kinds of things, but they're not focusing on the right things. Like I told you about these five senses, and those five senses goes into thousands and tens of thousands of other things. It is non-ending. And everybody forgets that it comes from a center. And if you are in that center, everything becomes cozy, everything becomes fun. Thank you for letting me grow into a beautiful garden, in your amazing, beautiful garden. I love you very much. Love, Kumud. Yes. And human beings, they should flower into beautiful beings, beautiful flowers. But the sad thing is that for human beings, they can stay seed the whole life. The whole life, they can just be seed. So they go 9 to 5 and they work and they behave like human beings, but they're just a seed. They're not flowers yet. They are protected in the hard shell. Flowers come when you go in the right soil, and the seed goes in the right soil, then it starts relaxing. And then it's not afraid of cracking open then. It just let go, it melts. And then the flowers comes by itself. The flowers are the outcome of the let go, of the trust, of the love. But nobody dares to let go if there is no love. The love is the magic ingredients. Then flowers comes. There is another sense, they call the sixth sense. You have the five senses, and then they have the sixth sense, which always has been a little mystical. As far as I'm concerned, everybody has this sixth sense, but they can never listen to it because the five senses are very unruly. They are not a master over themselves. Over their senses, they haven't understood how this functions. So then, these five senses always keep you occupied, always keep you confused, always takes you out. When these five senses are in harmony, at peace, then the sixth sense happens by itself. Very clear, very beautifully, because it's not disturbed by these five senses that goes out. So that sixth sense works beautifully when you come back to yourself. You can't listen to that when you have all these other voices and feelings which takes you away, Because the sixth sense, you have to be ready, you have to listen deeper, you have to be in touch with some higher qualities in you. So more awareness, more sensitivity, more silence, more alertness. Then this sixth sense is the master of all those senses. And it always knows. But that human beings, we have forgotten that now, because we are lost in the outside, in the material, in the senses. So then you have forgotten the finer qualities in yourself. And then it becomes something mystical then. And some people are more in touch with that. But they behave like ordinary people. But everybody, when they come back, when they are more harmonious human beings, then these finer qualities comes by itself. That's just a sign that you're becoming more harmonious. You're listening, you're functioning from higher places, deeper qualities in yourself. And then harmony, then peace, then clarity, then light is the outcome, because this is also in you, but it's hidden beneath what you are used to, what you think you are. And you have forgotten who you really are. So the sixth sense is as natural as the other five senses. But it's forgotten. Like all the things is beautiful, is forgotten. And we have changed it in to plastic toys. We have forgotten the real flowers and we have plastic flowers. That's how it is. And not only that, but you have gotten attached to the plastic flowers. But plastic flowers doesn't smell good. There is no fragrance in the plastic flower. They can make them so beautiful that they can fool anybody. Even make them more beautiful than real flowers. But there's no fragrance. They're not alive, they're dead. That's how it is with the false. The real is very sensitive. Very soft, very fragile, very quiet. And you will miss if you not become very silent. That's why very few people can listen to it, because they are not silent, they are not sensitive. The more in harmony, the more sensitive, the more quiet, the more you can fall in tune, then you will listen, then you will understand, then you will remember more and more. Then you will become wise, unshakable. Aum Shanti. In India, they have a very beautiful prayer that says, O Lord, lead me from darkness to light, from death to immortality, from unconsciousness to consciousness. Oh, please, lead me. This is the prayer. People have forgotten those kind of prayers.